This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, choosing neighbor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of choosing neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Islamic text and Islamic teachings, it pays importance to the topic of choosing neighbor in the Islamic lifestyle. Why? Because when especially living in the Western culture, we want to move into some place, we want to buy a house, for example, we need to look at the different aspects of that house. Yes, generally we look at the place, we look at the place where it should be, you know, peaceful, for example. We look for the neighbors being peaceful people, we look for the neighbors where they are good, generally. And we try to see, buy a house which is inside the town maybe, or maybe outside the town where is less traffic and there is an easy, you know, access to the supermarket. But on the other hand, what we need to see is that, is this house a place where I can practice my Islamic rituals or not? Where I can practice Islam easily or not? This is very important, because if I choose a house where I as a Muslim will move in, generally I can see like people around me are good, but if they're racist, they won't allow me to live there. They will make my life, you know, something which is hard to bear. Therefore, when I'm moving into a house, when I'm about to buy a house, I must do a search about or research about the people who are living there. At least according to the apparent look of the house, where I can easily practice what I follow, what I believe, and my neighbors will not disturb me. If this is the case, then go forward and buy that house. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of choosing neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is important to look at the neighbors before buying a house. Why? Because if we do not know about the lifestyle of our neighbors, that how they live, what kind of lifestyle do they have, then obviously when we move in, it will be hard for us to follow the Islamic rituals. For example, if we want to, especially in the West, living in the West, if we are moving to a house where our neighbors are having party every weekend and they are having many people and they're inviting, obviously one of the aspects is that they're making disturbance on the weekends for me. Maybe this is the time to rest. The second thing is that when I want to practice Islam, for example, on the weekends, maybe I have some guests who are coming for the supplications, for a dua. And for example, you have a gathering of dua or you have a majlis, for example. So if they are having such a thing, then obviously there's a disturbance. I cannot freely do what I want. Obviously, there will be a problem of parking over there, for example, if people are coming. So I need to look after my neighbors. The second thing that we need to make sure, especially for those who are living in the US, that generally we see that people are traveling for many hours in order to reach to a mosque or Husseiniyah, whereas they can buy a house which is near a Husseiniyah, where their kids can easily go to the mosque by themselves. And this is very important, that we need to have a close bound, a close relation with the mosque and with the place where we can see that the Muslims are coming and going, so that in future our kids, they are also following the same path that we have. Therefore, it is important to pay attention to the place where we want to buy and we want to live, that I can have an easy access to the halal food, I can have an easy access to the mosque or Husseiniyah, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.